Now I'd like to read you an abridgment of a much longer piece entitled Idiot's Delight. All roads lead to the tabletop, the long board of locking leaves, altar of appetite. Vital as it may sometimes seem to distinguish crepe from flapjacks, remember, a menu is not a map. Feed rather upon glass fruit, upon the shine, the shadow, or tint of the glittering pear, gloss of the mineral grape, flesh tone of amethyst apple with pits of pearl. Is it by how white sun on flecked tide rehearses unfaceted diamonds yet to be found in critical snow fields of blank earth? Is it by tying a loose loop round the neck of a stream and tugging firmly but gently until its tendency to meander gives way to a more linear flow? If it is our lot to be ill, let us be ill with appetite, ill to the blue heart of God from the gash between ourselves and eternity. A place with numerous roses is not the place to speak of roses. Here alone, in barren soil of sand and thorn, do they ghost into flawlessness without distraction of perfume. William James sat at table one night, long after supper, blessed by a mood of profound peace, culmination, and utter satisfaction, until he noticed something invisible and menacing in the corner of the room. Whereupon he fell into a state of abject depression in which he remained submerged for a period of 2 years. Satisfaction ruins appetite. It seems we must learn to value the place of becoming, the almost but never quite, the sense of impending as opposed to the consummation of any desire. World is a way of looking, matrix for raw force of hunger. Grass grows regardless, and sidewalks care little who walks them. What of it? All seasons are spring in some clime. Not all water is blue, but song bursts free of polarity, and the one can indeed become the many. An eagle circles the ceiling of this small room, and her wings whisper as she brushes the four corners in a single sweep. My cup is unclouded. I drink.